it's an awkward start here at Bayhouse Buzz for season 2, episode 7. We've just been told off by Luke because apparently we were waffling too long off air. Hello everyone, how are we all?
Good.
Yes.
Hungry.
Hungry. Jack's always hungry.
Good. You just ate.
Good.
I'm
tired
as well.
Tired, yeah. Anyone else tired? It's like week 2. How are we this tired already? It's craziness. But I think you guys have got an excuse because you have got mocks next week. How are you feeling ahead of the mocks next week? That's not the secret question I was going to ask you.
Actually terrible?
Ah.
Yeah. I only passed one of them last time.
Okay, but that's the whole point. Let's see what progress you've done before. Yeah, we're not laughing. We're supportive. Thank you, Jack. It's kind as always. So the whole point is, let's see how much you've progressed since last time. What lessons did you learn? The whole point of the mocks is that they're not the real deal, so you learn from the first time. All right. I'm a little bit disappointed because I'm doing my interviews for the new headship team next week and we don't get to use our headship team as part of the interview panel because they're in their mock exams. Gutted. But yes, your successors are on their way, guys. Oh my goodness. Scary Biscuits, it's been a whole year since we did all that last year. It's gone really quick, right?
Much earlier than last year.
Well, it was all started this year, but we didn't get to steal Mr. Willis from his schedule because he's so jam-packed. We're doing things like Hot Chocolate Friday. Speaking of which, Sue Howe segued. Genius. So we've got a lovely list of young people who would like to read my list today. Go for it, Luke. Okay, cool. Let me swing this round. So do excuse the awkwardness. Go from the top.
Today in Hot Chocolate Friday, we had Amanda, Olivia, Iona, Olivia again, a different Olivia.
Many of them.
Adam, Clark, Jack, Wendy, Isabel, Thomas, Oliver, Amal, Evie and Kate.
And Kate, our very, very own Kate that's sitting here, Kate. Woo-hoo. Kate, what did you get Hot Chocolate Friday for?
I got Hot Chocolate Friday for taking part in an animated video project called Love Matters.
Cool.
Oh, sweet.
What did you have to do?
So I voiced a part and Love Matters is like a report from the Church of England saying about like how we should like love and accept all different families in whatever shape and size they may be.
That's really cool. What was your character called?
Spiritual friend.
Spiritual friend.
I gave guidance to people.
Nice. Stuff. Wicked. So yeah, a worthy winner of Hot Chocolate Friday. You know, you don't just come up and eat your lunch. It's slightly different. So, I'm not saying anything. You'll get it. I keep getting emails. It's hilarious. No, I actually have had emails. It was really funny. It made me laugh last Friday. So, if you do think I should give the Bayhouse Buzz team a Hot Chocolate Friday, everybody, vperry@gfmat.org. Convince me. Cause
I'll email in.
I did get an anonymous email, but the person's like name was in the top of the... where it comes up with your address. It was hilarious. We conversed for a while. It's been a busy week for our sporting fixtures this week. I'll be back at Kate again. This is the Kate show this week.
You're the best one here.
Yeah, wow. Hot Chocolate Friday says she is. Hot Chocolate Friday can't be wrong, everybody. The looks I'm getting, audience, by the way. I think I've just been murderalised by the Bayhouse Buzz team. Okay. So what were our sporting fixtures this week, Kate? How did we do?
We did a 6-2 win for Year 7 football against Broom Park.
Beat the Broom Park. They're not even clapping the Year 7 team now. Come on, guys. What else do we have?
Year 8 netball against Broom Park, and we won 13-2.
Ooh, that's a score. 13-2, go on the girls.
And the Year 9 boys football won 9-0 against Broom Park.
Okay, so we had a big Broom Park fixtures week this week. There was a rugby match for Year 7 as well. I'm not sure who they were playing, but it was somebody who's in like a regional final, and they beat them too. So it's been a really winning week for our sports teams this week, which is really exciting. Oh, who got wet on their way to school this morning? Hands don't show up, remember, and all of us put our hand up. Yeah, it was wrenched. It was horrendous this morning, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like gale force winds out on the Solent. It was like the boat from the island was putting the rock into rock and roll. My goodness.
Well, at least you brought a coat.
I did, yes.
I love rain.
I do too, but it was cold and...
It's England.
Painful, yeah. It's spring, four seasons in one day. Because at the moment, outside the window, we've got blue skies.
That song.
And I know, right? So, I'm very good at like squeezing something.
That's not the song.
It's Crowded House, man. How do you not know this? That's 90s. It's fair enough. I'm a 90s girl. So, yeah, we've got blue skies and sunshine outside the window right now. And as I came in this morning, it was genuinely gale force 9 on the boat. Craziness. Insane, which is why I didn't bring pastries for the headship team. I got the look you just gave me from them as well this morning because I couldn't get to Tesco's because of the weather. Rubbish.
Can you bring pastries for us next week, please?
You either get one or the other. You don't get both. I'm not making.
He's getting neither at the moment.
That's right. And I'll continue. Keep being cheeky. So, we didn't do votes for schools this week. Speaking of being cheeky, we didn't do votes for schools this week. Not because we were being naughty, but because we did something else. We are part of the Hampshire Youth Parliament. We've got a Member of Parliament there, Dylan, who is our Vice Member of Parliament for Hampshire, who was voted for, I think before Christmas we did the vote. And you guys were sort of selecting the topics, weren't you, that are going to be discussed at Hampshire Youth Parliament. What were the topics that were on offer that you can remember from tutor time? Because I know it was sort of ages ago, yesterday.
Transport, crime and safety, health and well-being,
environment,
climate change,
That one.
Yeah. Okay, and anything else with all those, the topics?
They're the ones I can remember.
Okay,
the ones
health remember? And well-being?
Yeah, said that. listen to the podcast. We don't listen to each other. So, essentially, really, that was, yeah, that, nice. So there were some good topics on there. Why do you think those topics have been selected?
They are important to Hampshire.
Yeah. It's like a little strapline on that. They're important to Hampshire. Yeah, do you think transport's like an important thing for you guys in Hampshire? How might transport be something you can that's important to you?
Bennett's upset about the bus because it's late sometimes.
Yeah.
I did get the bus to North Shore, this one, I guess.
There's 50 minutes between each bus.
Absolutely. And they've moved the bus time, haven't they? So literally it's before school finishes now. I've been on the phone to the bus company this week. I'm waiting for a call back about what we can do about that. But yeah, not impressed that they've changed it. So the bus arrives 5 minutes before the bell rings. And then there's not another one for 50 minutes. That's not cool. Especially in the weather that's really changeable like this. You guys could be sitting around for ages.
15, like 1-5 or 50?
50, 5-0.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
Why would they do that when they know that loads of school kids get the bus?
That's yes. It is tricky, isn't it? So I've had a chat with the bus company. I'm waiting for a call back about what we can do about it to change it. But who knows?
On the bright side, the bus is always late, so...
Yes, it could be that you actually get out there and it's just still sat there. So, you know, if you're quick, get yourself out there. Mind you, you guys are in revision sessions after school, aren't you? So maybe not. What did you personally vote for the Hampshire Youth Speaks topics? So when you put your hand up for one of the topics, what did you put your hand up for? Do you remember?
Nope.
No. Bennett, you voted for crime.
Oh, Luke's been like, no, I don't. So why did you vote for crime, Luke?
It's fun. We're not fun.
Oh, it's so awkward. We're back. Okay, so it's an interesting thing to discuss.
Yep.
Why do you think it's relevant to our area?
And gospel is not the uncrimiest place.
Safest.
Excellent English there. Yes. Okay, so you're thinking that perhaps the area's seen a rise in crime recently, is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's cool. I did crime as well. It was that's because there's a lot of crime that takes place in the area I live, and I don't like it.
Okay, so you want them to discuss what can be done about it?
There's literally an ongoing one, literally my neighbour's house. I'm pretty sure that's getting sorted.
Okay, but it's tough to live around, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think especially crime is especially important because we're like squished between two major cities as well.
Absolutely, so it's being on the outskirts of a city. There's just in the background there. There was a confusion about which two major cities that was. It was obviously Glasgow and Edinburgh.
Dublin, actually.
Yeah, Glasgow and Dublin. But it's being between two major city centres is quite tricky because you're on the outskirts. You have people who commute, so it leaves houses empty and things like that. So it creates a lot of a transient population sometimes when people are travelling lots. So yeah, that is an important factor. Those of you who do geography, a little bit of revision there. But yeah, it's tough, and that's definitely an area that we want to focus on for young people. Any others? You were saying that one person voted for the environment, or was it no one?
No one voted for the environment.
Wow.
One person voted for health and well-being.
Ah, that's what it was. Yes. Which, considering we hear a lot from you guys about like wanting more for mental health, I think that surprised me when you said that, Charlotte. Because
I don't think anything discussed in Youth Parliament in regards to mental health will impact our school specifically.
Okay, that's an interesting thought.
I think with it, more people were thinking about like the outside world rather than just in school.
Okay, yeah, so thinking beyond the walls of the school. Okay, yeah. Interesting. Why do you think no one voted for environment?
Hear a lot about it.
Okay, and you don't think it needs to be discussed?
Everyone's talking about the environment. I think we're just a bit sick of it.
Okay, fair play. Absolutely fair play. So it's kind of like, well, we can't bang this drum anymore. Nothing's changing, and we don't think Youth Parliament can make that impact any louder.
I mean, also like when you see an advert, you don't like the advert the first time, you see it over and over again, you don't like it anymore.
Yeah.
You dislike it more.
Yeah, the On the Beach advert gets turned off on my radio now because I'm just sick of hearing it. Whatever. So I'm kind of squished these two topics together because you guys are about to go into your second period of mocks this year. And also, we've been talking about health. I know, I'm stressing you out, Stan. Really sorry. I should give you hot chocolate or something. what are your top tips, right, for sort of trying to survive the mocks, trying to sort of beat the stress?
Sleep. Get loads of sleep and don't revise too much the night before and make sure you have, what's it, like 10 hours or something?
Yeah, 8 to 10 hours sleep. Hours. Yeah, good. Jack, you said eat.
Yeah.
Can you elaborate on eat, or is that just that's just
eat
just
in
that?
The morning? Eat because you've got to eat loads in the morning. Yeah, eat before you come in. Get hungry.
Yeah, you don't.
She said.
Yeah, you don't want to be sitting there in an exam and you're trying to concentrate with your stomach going.
I've got to drink loads as well.
Absolutely. Or you've got to drink, but no, I wouldn't say loads because what you don't want to do is be in and out of the room wasting exam time.
You've got to
take
it into there though, because otherwise you could get really hot.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really important to have food though, because again, your brain needs that to kind of get it functioning. Anything else? So sleep, eat, make sure you eat and drinking. Is there things, foods we should avoid or foods we should go for? Do you think?
Pretty sure I read something about like fish.
Yes, fish is really good for like boosting brain function.
Yeah.
So that's got and healthy omega oils.
Loads of eggs as well.
Yeah, eggs.
My mom said
they've got omega oils in them.
But I don't know if she was lying about
mom
that.
Mom said what?
My mom said chocolate.
Chocolate. Yeah, dark chocolate particularly is quite good for you. Because it's lower in sugar and fat content. Apparently, mum listens, doesn't she? Hi, mum. So one of our regular listeners. Hooray! We're getting, so I am getting sort of comments now. This is lovely. Okay, so what other tips would we give? We've got eating, though we've talked about the omega-rich foods. We've talked about sleeping sort of 8 to 10 hours. Not over-revising the night before, so you're sort of stressing your brain out.
I only ever revise the night before.
Only ever revise the night before. And how do we feel about this habit, everybody?
I've been passing.
Good.
So it's working.
Okay.
Been more than passing, so I'm fine with it.
Cool.
Maybe,
right, fair enough.
Maybe it doesn't work for everyone.
Yeah, okay. So it's about finding a habit that's right for you. I was chatting with somebody last night who has done no revision at all in their own time.
Was that me?
Really stressed. No, it wasn't you. But they were really, really stressed about next week, so understandable. So what we'll say is, just to sign us off today, because it's been a lovely chat with you all as always, good luck to all the Year 11s for next week. For the post-16 listeners, we hope your mocks this week and last week went well. We didn't get to talk about Poetry Live. Wait, we've had loads of trips again this week. It's been like Bay House tours, like take two. The Year 11 has been out to Poetry Live this week. We've had some really lovely trips and visits, so thanks to all the staff for organising and running those. And next week, we are going to have a little feature of the best costumes from World Book Day. There is only one correct answer. And then we'll also be having a little chat about a few other bits and pieces. But we'll say goodbye for this week, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend. We hope you survive the weather, whatever season it decides it's going to be. Say goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Bye.